Well, here we go. We're starting off with Coach Madden and Coach and Hendricks. You know what? Here's the thing. Coach, to wear this yellow jacket, to be in this room around you guys, I'm nervous. I'm giddy because the greatest players ever do it. Ted Hendricks, also known as the Stork, Coach John Madden, followed your careers, followed you on TV. Tell us, White, what it means for you to be a part of the Hall of Fame family.
Well, what it is, it means that, you know, you're in it forever. That's the thing that I always have a trouble getting my arms around it, you know, because you know this isn't something that, you know, it's not an annual thing or 5 years or 10 years, and you're in the Hall of Fame and your bust is there forever and ever. And, yeah, and I really believe, I mean, I said when I was inducted that I believe that the busts, when everyone turns out the lights and the last guy leaves and there's no one in there, that the busts talk to each other. And I believe that, and I think they have to. I mean, you have to, because there has to be something. If we're talking about, you know, like everyone says, this is a team that you can never be cut from. And you're on it. Forever. And if we're going to be there forever, then we have to do something. We have to talk.
Is that right? And Ted, as a defensive end and outside linebacker, you played against one of the men that's in this room, Ron Mix, legendary Hall of Fame player, as well as the San Diego Chargers. Once upon a time, these two teams didn't like each other. And all of a sudden, now you're in the same yellow jacket, you're part of the brotherhood. Can you speak to that, how it seems to transcend the yellow jacket, seems to take away everything, and you're part of a new fraternal brotherhood?
Yeah, it takes away the anxiety we had against them. And then we tell stories on each other. So, and we're happy to be in their company, yeah, with their play and also ours also. So it works out really good.
And Ted, did you ever think in all the times you laced up your cleats that you would eventually wear a yellow jacket? Is that a dream? I know it's a dream come true, but...
No, it wasn't. Matter of fact, not even to make a pro team, as a matter of fact. I came in the league very lightweight and looked like a basketball player, and they said I was too light to play, and that really upset me, so I tried to do the best I could, and just kept going. That's it.
And, Coach, you watched the game transcend eras and change, and now the current game, and you're up and watching it from afar. Your thoughts on the future Hall of Famers? We got Rod Woodson, we got Ray Guy, who finally been inducted. Just some of your thoughts on those.
Well, I mean, you can see, you know, the guys that have a chance to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, sometimes I think, you know, announcers and writers and stuff tend to throw it up there too soon. You know, a guy will play a couple games well in a row, and they say, oh, geez, he's the first ballot Hall of Fame. Well, not yet. I mean, he could be. He very well could be, but he's not yet. I mean, it's like, you know, Ted said they thought he wasn't big enough. Well, I had Ted, and I coached Ted, and I'll tell you, he was big enough and strong enough, and he was one of the, you know, he didn't lift weights or do anything, but he just knew how to play football. You know what I mean? He knew how to play the game, but he knew how to play it for a long time, and I think that's one of the criteria. Is not only being great, but being great for a long time.
That's awesome. And last but not least, before I let you guys get a point on Ray Guy being inducted, your thoughts? He's been inducted. He gets his ring today. Just your thoughts.
He should have been in a long time ago because I kept on saying, we don't have a punter in here. Ray, we had a place kicker in John Stenerud, but we had the team's complete now that we got Ray in there.
Yeah, and I agree with Ted. I mean, it was just a matter of time, and then I used to tell Ray that, you know, you're going to be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, you deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. You are a Hall of Famer. And it's not if you'll be in the Hall of Fame. It's when. And it took a long time, but his day finally came.
Coach, Ted, thank you guys very much for your time.
Good to see you.
Good to see you as well.